If you really knew me.
If you really knew me.
If you really knew me.
If you really knew me, you would know.
Hey! Who are you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
It's Monday!
Hello and welcome to Season 5 of If You Knew Me Mondays, a student-powered, Park Day-inspired podcast that builds belonging by sharing stories and perspectives from the margins of our school and community.
Say what?
My name is Shea Rumantry, and if you really knew me, you know that I got really good at poker when I was young. So now my family calls me Full House Mouse whenever we play. There's a lot I can say about why they call me Mouse, but that story's for another time.
My name is Noam Eppelman, and if you really knew me, you'd know that even though my kitchen at home is not super big, I still really love spending time there cooking and baking food for my family and friends.
Think of a place on the Park Day campus where you feel especially connected to. Have you ever had a particular experience or moment that changed the way you experience life on campus today? Well, on today's episode, the first of our brand new season, we will be sharing different stories from a wide variety of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders.
They will be talking about a place on campus that is special to them and a core memory that they have from that specific area in our school. Because Park Day is so full of special places, there is no way to equally experience all of them. For example, here in the podcast room, in one corner there is an old wooden antique hotel phone booth that we've transformed into a mini recording studio. This is just one of the many hidden gems on the Park Day campus that only a few students have gotten the opportunity to explore.
Up next, we have middle school podcasters that will be sharing their special places on campus and a unique, memorable moment from that area. To kick us off, August will be sharing an early introduction to the Park Day campus that still resonates with him today.
Oh yeah, and one more thing. We started this project at the end of last year, so you may notice that once we are finally producing this, we are now a whole grade older.
And totally, definitely, maybe a little wiser. Anyways, here's August.
Hey, this is August. I'm a 6th grader at Park Day. I joined this school in 4th grade, and I love basketball. I play for an AAU team called Lake Show, and this is a story of how my first experiences on the swings at Park Day paved the way to help me feel more comfortable moving to a new school. A place that's close to me at Park Day is the swing set. You know the one I'm talking about, the one that's smack dab on the middle of the campus and right on the sand. Let me tell you about why it's important to me. It was the last day of the Stephen Cates camp, which is the last camp I had before the end of the summer and before I had to go to my new school, Park Day. This is at the end of my third grade year and the summer of 2021. I'm sitting near the tent with a couple of my friends. We're having a good time, and one of my friends decides to go to the swings. So we join him and we just talk about life and stuff like that. We really get to some deep conversations. It was a really fun time and a really impactful time in my life. I really thought about my life and I really appreciated that the school, and it got me excited to come to this new school because I was a little nervous to come to a new school because I haven't been to a new school. It made me realize that I can make friends and I don't just have to keep my old friends, and it's easy to make new friends. As the sun was setting, my mom came and told me that we needed to leave, and so I said goodbye to my friends. Even if I've never seen those people again, I still remember the moment that helped me have a great time at my new school. These days, I'll occasionally hop on the swings, but when I do, I always remember the time that I had at that camp with my friends and how it helped me have a great time at my new school. On the ride back to my house, I remember telling my mom that I know I'm gonna have a great time at my new school.
Wow, that really brings back so many memories. Just like August, when I first started at Park Day, I first learned about the campus from my summer camp experience. I too attended Stephen Cates camp, and also Camp 510. Okay, up next we will be talking to my co-host Noam and learning about his favorite campus spot.
Hi, my name is Noam Eppelman, and I'm in 7th grade. I'm here at the field, which is next to the playground and the second garden. At Park Day School, we have a turf field, and unfortunately, it's not very big, but there have been a lot of good memories that have been made on this field. One of my favorites is my first football game with the school, back when I was in 6th grade. I remember, after we won the game, I was hanging out on the field with my teammates, their families, and all of my coaches. I remember it being really nice because after a loss, everyone just wants to get home and forget about the game. But after a win, everybody will stay on the field just to hang out. This game was special because it was our first game of the season and it felt good to start off 1-0. I hope to keep building more good memories on the field and around the rest of the campus.
It's so cool hearing about how special moments in both after school and on campus shaped a student's perspective on how they view our campus. Of course, Noam's not the only person who shares a special connection with the athletic field. Back in Season 2's Campus Close-Up episode, we made a Park Daily question asking people what their favorite parts of campus were. A lot of students mentioned the field as well.
Hello, my name is Malika. I'm in 5th grade, and my favorite part of campus is the field because it is very big, and on sunny days you get a lot of sun, so you can just lay in the sun.
My name is Ari. I'm in 3rd grade, and my favorite part of campus is the field because I love soccer, and I do it all the time.
Probably the field because it's a really good place to just run around in.
My name is Jordan, and my favorite part of the campus is the field because it's big and you can do cartwheels and stuff.
All right, I'm back. Let's keep moving. Here's Medgar taking us all the way back to when he was in 3rd grade.
Hi, I'm Meg, and today I'm going to be talking about a place in Park Day that's very important to me. It was 2020 and everyone had just gone back from being quarantined for COVID. We had spent months on Zoom school and now we were finally back in campus. It was the first day and we walked into the campus, but this year it would be different. Unlike the previous years, every single grade had to operate outside. No one knew what it was going to be like, but we were all excited to try. I was in 3rd grade that year, and the 3rd grade classroom was somewhere different than usual. I came in through the big gates and turned left towards the Redwood Grove, where I'd be having my whole school year. The Redwood Grove is opposite from where the pavilion is. There were 10 benches set up underneath a tent, with a whiteboard in front of all of them. Devin was there with a welcoming smile, ready to have a great year with us and transition back off of Zoom school and back in person. We are surrounded by trees, and that would be where we would have our recesses for most of the year. I remember one cold day where Claudia was teaching the class that day, and everyone was complaining about the cold, so Claudia turned on a video of a fireplace, the wood crackling, the fire burning. Even though the video of the fireplace didn't make me feel warmer, it was a memory that I will never forget. Once the year had begun, we had been introduced to the story plays. You and a friend of your choice would write a play, and Devin would read them. After that, Devin would choose which plays he thought would be the best for acting out, and he would have the whole class act them out. One thing special about 3rd grade is that it's the only grade that gets to do story plays. And almost every single Park Day alumni who was in 3rd grade remembers their 3rd grade experience with story plays. Even though that year was really challenging with having to be outside and wear masks, I had great times, strengthened friendships, had amazing teachers. It may have been one of the best school years of my life.
Wow, that took me way back. I like how Medgar highlighted that even difficult moments, like COVID, can still have silver linings.
Okay, we reached the last place on campus and the final personal story for today's episode. Closing us out is my co-host, Shay, who will be sharing about his affinity for Profe Elisa's lower school Spanish room.
Hi, my name is Shay Wurimantri. I'm in seventh grade, and I'm currently standing in the lower school Spanish classroom, or as some of you might know it as, the annex, right by the sandbox. I'm here because it reminds me of the first time I was on the Park Day campus. I was at the Stephen Kate summer camp when I was probably 5 or 6. I loved hanging out at this room because it was known as the sewing room. This was by far my favorite part of the camp, and every day I would come home with a crazy creation. One time, I attempted to make a bag, although for some reason it had 8 different zippers. Nowadays, the classroom to me is known as the lower school Spanish classroom. Whenever I walk by that class, I'm always reminded of all the fun memories I had. Thinking back to that camp, I would have never thought that in 6 years, I would be going to that same school and being back in the same classroom.
I'm really glad that we were able to listen to all these unique stories. It truly gave us a whole new perspective on how Park Day students view the different areas of our school and how they interact with their own special place on campus. Now, we want you to think of a special place on the Park Day campus that you feel connected to. Is there an anecdote that highlights the significance that area holds? Before you forget, turn to a friend and let them know your story. We hope today's episode helped shed light on this special place for you.
Yup, that's what this podcast is all about. There's a lot more that meets the eye when you take time to ask questions and pay close attention.
Before we close out, we want to thank August and Edgar for sharing, and thank you for tuning in to another episode and new season of If You Knew Me Mondays.
If you haven't already, like and subscribe to If You Knew Me Mondays, wherever you podcast, and share this episode with your friends and family, so they too can hear the unique student perspectives from the margin of our school and community.
Well, that does it for episode 1. Once again, we're your hosts, Noam Appleman
and Shay Wiramantri. Thanks for listening.
All right, I'm going to lunch.